Yes, you must
praise be Jesus much.
Kati,
now in groups of angels, the group of angels Michael, those who fight wars, spiritual and physical wars, fight for those who keep the word of God,
they
have that called that faith.
He
has seven stars in his right hand. Secret is of the seven stars, that is the code. Yes. When he appears, you ask him, you come from which group? What is your work? Your code. What is it? Its meaning. What does it mean? Yes. I'm not going to be in jokes here. The moment we move into
it,
that commanded before,
finalizing the work.
Jesus come back for his holy ones.
Go
rest with the holy angels.
The
judgments will be carried to the evils.
The
holy ones requested, how long will you not judge this hour? To wait for it. Now it means have a chance to call armies of angels in the final work.
It's
been good to know what concerned them.
That
is,
he
holds the seven stars in his right hand. The secret we need to know, they are the seven stars. But in the verse 20, Revelation chapter 1, they tell us like this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20.
Echama eche munyenye omusanvu, zola vye mukono gwango gwa ddyo, netabazo omusanvu eza zabu. Emunyenye omusanvu, beba malayika bekanisa omusanvu, netabaza zekanisa omusanvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches. Yes. The mystery you have to first know, the seven stars,
they
are the seven angels of the church.
Anywhere
you see the secret of the mystery of the star,
hidden
mystery of the star, not the stars in the sky. Yes. After he tells you that they are sacred, mystery of the seven stars, they are the seven angels of the church, tell him list one by one. He begins, Angel Michael of warfare,
Gabriel,
messenger of the word of God,
Raphael,
times, seasons and measurements,
Abaddon,
of the chains,
he
bind demon in the bottomless pits,
Ariel,
water and creations, yes,
Camuel,
of fire,
the tumors,
powers of darkness,
Sodom and Gomorrah,
yes,
Asemayo.
The last one,
Jophiel,
of the seal of God. Ask him, be sealed when? When people hear the gospel of salvation. I don't want to speak, explain all. Yes. Things there. You know the devils, they appear as of light.
Ask,
what is your code? You ask him, you are angel from which group? He said, from group of angels. Who fight wars?
He doesn't
finish group of angels. Ask him with which responsibility?
Explain
the fight wars. You ask him, which form of wars? Spiritual and physical. Spiritual, how do they fight them? Almost physical. I can broaden the questions. I spent that 7 years. And he explained them. Tell them, tell me your codes.
He speaks it right.
That is, he holds seven stars in his right hand. Who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
Doesn't say golden.
I say you. They say, don't subtract, you've subtracted. You want to add in what? Are you like your father? Satan, from the beginning, speaks his own. Speaks his native language.
Now we are going to talk
to what fulfill the works of your father, who is a liar, as the father of lies. He is filled to speak it right. If he reaches it,
I
tell him, explain his first part, the seven stars.
Chichi.
What are they? He brings revelations. Chapter 1, verse 20. He
said,
they are the seven angels of the church. I say, you. Before I explain, seven angels of the church, explain me what is the church. And he said, there is miracle center in the city, in Kampala. I asked him, you,
if
just 522 to 27, Jesus, when he died for church, he died for buildings. I've beaten him already.
And
list me these seven angels, list them of the church.
You know,
he has to start the first.
Angel
Michael of warfare has written where?
Daniel 12 verse 1.
The second tell us,
Angel
Gabriel
spread
the message of the word of God.
Messenger
has written where?
Daniel
chapter 10 19 21. You've passed it.
You
give me one scripture. I did two and above. The third, Angel Raphael, of the measurements and of times and seasons, written where? Revelation 6, verses 5 and down. The fourth,
Angel
Badon of the chains. Those bind demons in the bottomless pit.
And
they bind demons in the grave. What? You say what? Praise Jesus much. When he finished, the fifth. Angel Ariel of water and creation, written where? Revelation 16, verse 3-5. When was he called Ariel?
Can you give
that name in the scriptures where it is? Isaiah 29 verse 1. Praise Jesus much. The next. That angel Kamuel of the fire, those who burn powers of darkness, sickness, and they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah, has written where? Genesis 19, 23 downwards, Revelation 14 verse 18, and there he passes it. None of group of angels does not know these ones. The holy angels, they know all of them. Give us the seventh. Yes. Angel Jophiel of the seal of God, who sealeth all the righteous ones, who hear of the gospel of salvation, has written where?
Zachariah.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 1 up to 5. Revelation. Many scriptures are there.
So,
so those things, our teaching priests,
department
of Holy Church, angels in His Holy Church, they have to teach them always.
Going
to multitudes of angels. They come in the entire world in the final work.
They
manifest.
Eno government ya katonde yo mugulu ku
chi. Yes, God is having the government on the earth. Yes.
Uiwade meno mugama mpaye chama.
Tell me, give me the mystery.
Chama chimu.
You want mystery.
Kubikuru esura ya mwenda.
Revelations 9.
Unyolisuka.
Verse 1.
Lunyonyole.
Explain it.
Tucha ali kubya munye.
We are still on the star.
Aha.
Yes.
Soma tulabe.
Read as we see.
Kubikuru esura yo mwenda no linyolisuka.
Revelations chapter 9 verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwa nenda bemunye nyenge eva muguru negwa ku nsi nawe wa ekisumulizo kyobunya obutakoma.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Yes.
Yesu kambuza.
I asked him,
emunye nyenge eva muguru,
the star which came from heaven,
nawe wa,
he was given
key
of bottomless pit.
Yani.
Who is that one?
Kubanga bagambye munye.
For they've seen the star come from heaven onto earth.
Atine bagamba nawe.
And they say it was given.
Munye nyero.
That star.
Chechi.
What is it?
Era yani.
And who is he?
Etugenda abayino kumpa kubikulirwa
abili. Give me Revelation chapter 20.
Unyorisoka.
Verse 1.
Revelation
chapter 20, verse 1.
Nenda ba malaika nga ka okuva mu ggulu, nga ine ekisumuluzo ky'obunya obutakoma, n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Yes.
When
they gave key of bottomless pit,
when
they termed the star, Revelations 9 verse 1, Revelations 20 verse 1, they say he's an angel. Ask him who is his name. That's the key of the bottomless pit. He's in a big chain. Revelations 9:11. Read as we see. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika w'obunya obutakoma. Erinya mulebulaniya Abadoni. Nemuliyonani alina erinya Apolloni.
And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue, he has the name Apollyon. Yes. After he just explained it, I tell him, the star which the wise men followed, for the son was born, which star is that one? Yes. What kind of star was that? Matthew chapter 2. As they followed the star, they followed which kind of star? Things are many there. Let me leave that to the teaching priest. We know that was Angel Gabriel. Wrote the message of the birth of the son. Those give us proof that it was Gabriel whom they followed. For they saw it in the sky. But after he's explained it, I can ask him why. Why are angels hidden in the mystery of the star? He knocks that. Has to go in Job. The stars of God and the sons of God. They shouted out once. I ask him, who are the sons of God? The angels. When the sons of God had come together, Satan took him. They gather where? Hebrews will come in.
Yes, you have us.
Praise Jesus. God taught me or not?
Wow, you are.
Then I've got to go walk and I do
have to you keep sitting and you hear. You get out when you're lined.
Amen.
If your urge is not God, bring me my teacher, the one you know. The things of the heavenly journey, they are very broad. But if it's blinded your eyes and you don't see it,
know
you have the God of this age. God never quit heaven and earth. Satan, fallen angels, blinded your eyes that light may not shine your way. All those you hear, men, where have you ever heard them? You heard them where before? Tell that to your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not a joke there,
you told me. We start from where?
Every corner
of theirs. God revealed it. And there are many things you have known in the midst there. These seven divisions. One takes a day.
Don't
finish them on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second part of the code, Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
Eri malaika owekanisa eyomu Efeso wandika nti, bwati wayogero yakwata emunyenye omusanvu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo, atambulira wakati w'ettabaaza omusanvu eza zaabu.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Yes. I first tell him now. The main mystery here. They are the seven golden lampstands. What are they? Explain me one of them. Before you tell me the seven, how they are. They are seven golden. Explain me one by one. You first explain one. Tell me how they are. Goes in Revelation chapter 1. He reads them there.
He
still have not understood them. I'm sure he's moved by that he's understood it. But not understood yet. What are they? Now you priest going to represent these ones. You must be getting out of these secrets. Are you there?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12.
Nechuko kulabe dobozi eliyayogera nange, bwinachuka, nedabe tabaza musanvu eza zabu.
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Verse 13.
Ne wakati wetabaza, nedabe afanana ng'omwana w'omuntu, ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere, era ng'asibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breast with a golden belt. Yes.
Kituufu.
It is true.
Tabaza nzirabe ziri musanvu.
I've seen the lamps, they are seven.
Nga za zaabu.
They are golden.
Zitegeza achi.
They mean what?
Zifanana zitya.
How do they look like?
Zifana zitya.
How they look like?
Zitegeza achi.
They mean what?
Abayi no kuntwara mukuva.
It has to take me in Exodus.
Sulabiri muta.
Chapter 25. 31 and 32. And he showed me how they were made.
Kuva esura ya 25 n'olunyi lwasatu mu lumu.
Exodus 25 verse 31.
Era olikola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa n'entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo n'ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shafts, its branches, its bowls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece.
Verse 32. N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo, amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo, mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu, n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo, mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the side of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Yes. It means Revelation chapter 2, in the verse 1. This quote begins to explain it.
Move
of the seven golden lampstands. I get proof about them. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12, and the 14. And I understand well. Did he moves by the seven? Seven golden lampstands. I want to know how they appear. Exodus 25, verse 31 up to 32. I see they are golden. I see the lampstand is made. Have branches. Six branches.
And
the total to seven. Stem with the branches total to seven. Yes. Understand, yes. I say they mean what? What do they mean? It has been the verse 37. So that's chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37.
Era. Banaakolezanga ebyetabaaza byakyo awaakira mu maaso gaakyo.
And you shall make it seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it.
Agamba nti nannyonnyola amakulu gaakyo.
Explain the meaning.
Kukoleza tabaaza musanvu.
Lightening seven lamps on the lampstands. Okay.
Zitegeeza kitabaaza
musanvu. What do the seven lamps mean? I am seated with the angel who speak, which other he proves me come from heaven.
And
he's in the group of angel Michael. Those who fight wars. We are on their codes. Exodus 25:37. He said the meaning, lightning seven lamps. They are lightning. They mean what? What they lighten, they mean what? Takes me in Revelation 4 verse 5. Here we can take time. You come say you are an angel from heaven. Revelation chapter
4,
verse
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire, burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. You know, you can tell me. Seven lamps which shine, which light on the lampstands, the seven. The seven spirits of God. I say, give me their names. Give me the names of the seven spirits. These you know them very well. Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2 begins to explain them. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, spirit of the Lord. I can ask him their names, their work. That was another journey. And I tell him again that you've explained one lamp. It means seven spirits of God. Now, why are these seven? Yes. Because this double portion of Holy Spirit in His fullness. There is triple. Up to the seven. Explain them. Yes. That code is long. When we say there are priests responsible, only that group of angel Michael, they have things teach getting them from this code. They first teach all of their work, Angel Michael. But when they enter their courts, they can teach things of all years. I can finish all those, multiply all those, double, triple to seventh,
anointing.
And I tell you then, let's first go back. We say to the angel of the church, how do they come in the church? What is the church? I heard them say the seven lamps of God. They are the seven churches. You say they are the seven churches. How come they are the seven churches? Those led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. The churches of God are like that. He explained. I asked him, that is, who says that? Holding the star, who is that one? Moving the midst of seven golden lampstands. Who is he? There are many things there.
Just
a code of the group of angels, Michael, those who fight wars, who keep those, who move in the word of God, in wisdom, that's in the word of God. Because the word of God, when it was being manifest, was passed through seven spirits of God, where there is a spirit of wisdom. If you reject the word of God, what wisdom is within you? And wisdom, it protects one who possesses it. The wisdom in the word.
This,
if they keep you, protect, fight for you, must be in the wisdom in the word. Those have not explained. They go far. But as he speaks, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. Let's read the verse 9.
Jeremiah esula ya 8 n'olinyirwa mwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengentererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes. If you reject wisdom in the word, there is no protection of the angel Michael. They move under most the spirit of wisdom.
If they have
a responsibility, manifest wisdom in the word of God. And Ecclesiastes says, wisdom preserves the life of one who has it.
Now
they put their angels, Michael, stand for the children of men, move in the wisdom in the word. I request you stand on your feet. Yes. That we will come army of angel Michael.